Yes. Vince had to drop some space unicorn on you. That makes him so happy.
Did you see the smile creeping across my face?
Creeping? It's ear to ear.
Yeah, that's true.
Another edition of the Frogcast is here. This is, of course, your ear rapist, Ben. Super blogger Vince.
That's me.
We have Brendan.
Hashtag YOLO.
Don't forget hashtag swag as well.
Hashtag swag.
Those sort of go together like twins.
Yes.
If you don't, have one without the other. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
Brad, of course, is here.
My jokes involve parentheses.
And Vince found another comedian friend.
Yeah. David Borey.
Yeah.
In the house.
Funny thing in a sentence. I got mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry we didn't prepare you for that one.
Yeah, I would have wrote something had I known on the bus or something.
No, we don't
Pop
write
a
anything
big dick
around here.
Something.
Don't worry, we can go back and edit that in later.
All right. Hashtag swag. Hashtag.
Yeah. Vince is making so many friends. Going to so many open mics. He's never had so many friends.
Yeah, so many of them. I like the best thing about comedians is like, you know, anybody else I ask, you know, there's a chance they're doing something else or something. That I don't think I've ever asked a comedian to like come on the Frogcast and had them be like, oh, no, I got another thing going on. They're like, huh? When? Yeah, well, sure. Fuck it.
What time? You give me a couple beers? Sure.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
So do you guys meet at any specific comedic thing or you guys see each other pretty frequently at the same sort of shows?
I don't know. We did a video together one time when we took our shirts off.
Yeah.
And then it never got aired. I don't know. It's in like a private collection, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was disappointing.
We got painted on. You have a nice body. My body's shit. You.
Is this real?
I swear to God.
You guys got paint on you with your shirts off?
Yeah, no, we did.
How come I never heard about this?
We did.
And how come I've never seen it?
Sierra, who we were just talking about, was doing a video about the Litquake, which is like the literary.
I thought he was joking. This is real?
Yeah, that was real.
Straight happened, man. It happened for real.
So you guys stood next like riffing. I thought you were doing like a comedian thing. We're just riffing here. I was going to like throw out some.
Yes,
stuff.
Yes,
well,
and?
He belongs to like an old guy who's private collection. He screens it alone in his study when he wears a smoking
jacket. Yeah, that's right. I thought it was going to.
And then
too.
He watches the movie from 8mm. But this is real.
No, this is real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, there was a...
Did you get like a bikini painted on you?
No, the idea was that it was Litquake, and we were like the fratty like sports fans going to Litquake, and so we had like Litquake painted on our chest at one point. And then in the middle of this where I'm like, I have my shirt off in like a fucking public place doing the most jackass shit you could imagine. Some random dude on the streets is like, hey, are you Vince from Film Drunk? I'm like, God damn it. Of all the times I could get recognized.
You get people recognize you?
Not usually. Just when I have my shirt off in public. And
I got
I'm
recognized
like,
a couple times at Beta Breakers. Is there a lesbian porn called Clickquake is what I want.
Oh, I hope so.
That's what I want to know.
Before we go any further, we got to pay the bills. Brendan, we got a live read for you tonight.
Oh, yeah? Is it for a non-profit organization?
Oh, no. No.
They're strictly for-profit.
Oh. Is it for Pepsi?
No.
Pepsi. Pour some in a gaping orifice.
No, it's... That's,
no? Oh, no. Shit. Pepsi! You owe me fucking money for that one! That's gold!
That was pretty good, although your Kit Kat one was a little bit better.
Okay, yeah, well...
Now, tonight
we can't bring the YOLO swag every night.
Tonight we got a spot from AdamandEve.com.
Oh, AdamandEve.com?
That's right.
Oh. Can you buy all sorts of perversion there?
You can. You can buy perversion. You can buy things that, you know, just are regular. It's kind of regular stuff.
Do they have stuff that's flavored like my uncle's dick?
I don't know. You can check
what would
it
you
out.
Describe that flavor as?
It's kind of a... it's sort of like a...
Venison jerky.
Yes. See, have Brett
you
knows.
Have
Brett.
You tasted it?
No, actually, Brett.
I thought it tasted like Werther's Originals. Oh,
that's my other uncle.
Okay, that's see.
Brett knows the uncle. Brett knows Uncle Billy with the venison jerky dick. You must be talking about Uncle Rob.
I'm only blowing your paternal uncles.
Oh, yeah, see, that's where it comes from. Yeah.
All right, but seriously, this is a real live read. Go to AdamandEve.com. You can buy whatever you want. You will get, if you enter the promo code FROT, that's FROT. You will get 50% off and 3 free adult DVDs. 50% off any item.
It's pretty good.
You know, you like the show. You want to support the podcast. I don't care if you use it. Go buy yourself a dildo.
Do you get to pick these DVDs?
Hell yeah, you do.
What? That is an awesome deal.
I think.
Go buy a dildo for the mayor of your town and then throw it at him during a speaking engagement.
Indeed. Indeed.
For 50% off.
For 50% off.
Yeah. You could throw that dildo for full price, but no, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Enter the promo
code FROT.
And then you'll get 50% off.
Yes.
And then that flying dildo only costs you half as much. You can buy two for the same price.
Keep one for later.
Actually, use one.
All right. Well, so, never before has getting tased been so easy.
You can tase people with dildos?
It's weird.
This is what happens when you throw dildos at a mayor during a speaking engagement. Trust me.
All right, so we got a lot of emails about last week's show. We got one that says, "Dear casters and masters of Frot, holy shit, I haven't laughed this hard at a Frotcast since the first mention of Bumba Clot Funyuns on the very first koi calls."
Wait.
That's a long story.
not that long.
I'm really excited about it.
Don't make us explain Bumba Clot Funyuns.
Do you have to explain it? I feel like it's...
Basically the idea was right after we saw Tower Heist, and it was Gaboure Sidibe who played had like a really thick Jamaican accent.
She looks a lot like me with the wig. I don't like that.
And so we made up a character about this gluttonous Jamaican character. Like, "Hey, man, where me put my donut?" And so we did that.
That's the best thing ever.
I believe the line was, "Your teeth me bumba clot funyuns."
Yeah, that's right.
Why are you talking about anything else ever?
I the only time I've ever been recognized in public, this guy was like,
"Im
hey,
teeth me chicken." Yeah, ooh, the dumpy.
Yeah, this guy was like, "You don't do the Jamaican accents enough." It was like 6 months after we did that.
Yeah.
So last week's show, we got a lot of good feedback about Joe King, and then we got one from listener Liz, which just says, "Your friend Joe King is seriously mentally ill. He's going to kill someone one day." Full stop. So I thought we'd, I did get his first couple of movie pitches recorded, so I thought we'd go back to those, because I liked them so much.
This isn't just from last week.
Yeah, I want to hear them again.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
So, Joe, is being around other actors giving you some new movie ideas?
Yeah, I've actually just been doing a lot of writing. And I have some ideas for you guys.
What's your favorite one out of the ideas that you've been writing about?
Well, let me just... Okay. I like this one. It's Kilmer. Have you seen Kramer versus Kramer?
Yeah.
This is Kilmer versus Kilmer, and Val Kilmer is in a homosexual relationship with himself where he has adopted a spunky black child. And there's this super mess divorce where he has to divorce himself and get the black kid, but then they go on that kind of adventures. But he doesn't, he's like a spy, but he doesn't really have a tool, so he has to use acting to get out of it. And it's like he's using his acting.
Joe, that sounds like The Saint.
What'd you say?
That sounds like The Saint.
Fucking
he's
Brendan.
A spy and
no,
he's acting.
No, it's not. It's not,
Brendan. But it's not at all.
Sorry.
God.
Okay, well, you guys... Okay, so I'll give you my next one. Okay, so... Okay, you know what a squirter is, right?
Yeah.
We're very familiar.
Okay.
So that's how you pitch.
This is about a chick. She squirts so hard that she can fucking put holes into things. That's how hard she squirts. Okay. But she's only 13, so she's just learning her powers. So after an accident where she just blows a big fucking hole through her grandma's chest, she befriends a homeless man who teaches her to harness her power. Who's that homeless man? Gary Busey.
I like that one a lot. That's good. That's really good. Wow.
So Gary Busey teaching a homeless Gary Busey teaching a 13-year-old girl how to use her squirting power.
Okay.
It's really good.
What happens to the grandma? She's dead.
Grandma's dead. Oh. She's done.
So does she have like flashbacks? Did she have like flashbacks where she's like she's afraid to use her power because like she keeps getting flashbacks of her dead grandma? Like Obi-Wan
yeah, and her
Kenobi.
Grandma's just fucking like loose, like just the fucking skin on her fucking loose, wrinkly skin on her chest, just fucking tearing open this big, just fucking gush. She just fucking curls forward.
What's the title for this?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Mm, okay,
Waterworld.
Waterworld 2.
Waterworld 2. Yes. Mm.
Joe, the squirt locker.
The squirting. Joe, did you ever? Were you ever?
Squirt locker.
Were you ever on any sort of squirt shoots?
Do you want to hear the Friday?
I don't.
I want to hear the River of Diarrhea one.
Oh, I don't. That's another clip. But this one has Friday for the Warlords.
Okay.
I hear that one. That's pretty good.
Basically, told me that there's no such thing as female ejaculate. It's urine. Like, she was like really mad about it. She's kind of pissy.
It's urine. Like, she's
kind of pissy.
They're just fucking. Yeah, exactly.
I like that one. I think that one's going to be a hit right
was
after.
Was this an acting teacher or like an actual science teacher?
So it's a remake of the movie Friday, but in war-torn, HIV-riddled village in Africa with puppets.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a really similar plot line to Friday.
It's kind of like Crank Yankers meets Hotel Rwanda.
Meets Friday.
It's like Friday. The guy gets kicked out of the child gang. The child and these guys get kicked out, so they're just hanging around smoking. Like, I don't know what they fucking smoke in that thing, and they're just doing what you do on a Friday. It's just a comedy, you know, just chopping people's hands off, getting chased by, you know, rhinos, just that type of shit.
Just that type of shit, Vince. Vince, how come you're not coming up with ideas like this?
Just replay that whole frat cast and not do one this week. Yeah.
That guy was the... I think I used to buy acid from him. Yeah. He's the best.
You might have.
Vince, I don't think I can access whatever part of your brain that you have to access to like make joking movie pitches.
I just always like... He always goes 2 to 3 steps further than I even expected it to go.
Yeah. Where, and it starts out like really far. Like she's already squirting vagina juice through her grandma's chest, and then it like 2 steps further past.
Well, it's Friday.
And then he tells you she's 14.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Friday in war-torn Rwanda with AIDS, but then puppets.
But then they're puppets.
It's just one layer on top of another. So thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
The listeners seem to like that as we did.
Indeed. Indeed. But hey, it's a new week. It's a new Frotcast. Let's get to know this week's guest.
So, do you remember what show you guys actually met at, or was it one of those?
I mean, it was a shitty show.
It wasn't the topless getting painted.
No, we had known each other at that point.
Yeah.
Right? When we took our shirts off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got to know someone.
Which is
first.
Yeah, how I like to do it.
Yeah, usually.
I don't know. We met at an open mic somewhere. They're all dick jokes or something, I'm sure.
They're all pretty much the same when you get down to it.
Well, I'm sure there's the comedians that you see a lot that you're like, that guy's not funny, I don't really care to talk to them, him or her. And then there's the ones where it's like, that guy or girl's funny, and you probably end up hanging out at the same places a lot, right?
Yeah, I remember one open mic where I was standing in the line watching a transgender teach a homeless guy to play harmonica.
That was the show?
No, that was happening in line, waiting to sign up.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's a frequent occurrence.
Yeah, that's...
No, that's not a frequent occurrence anywhere.
Oh, come on. It's
a transvestite teaching a homeless man to play the harmonica?
It's usually the accordion.
See, you probably don't put them into categories because they're just people that we see at open mics.
That
but...
might be. I only see people, Vince.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Because I'm not prejudiced.
I'm not as
Vince hates the hobos of the world.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it... Go ahead.
No, what? What are you going to say?
No, so is it... you frequent the same sort of open mics? Is it showcases? Which ones are at least...
Both.
Which ones are the most fun?
Showcases. Open mics fucking suck. Right? It's the worst.
Yeah.
You don't have to look...
You stick that mic a little closer? Sorry,
it's
I don't
all know. Up in me now.
Just put it inside
it's inside.
My lips are touching it when I say
peas. Just get in there, man. Just get in there.
Oh,
that's all
God.
About.
Well, the alcohol's going to kill the germ, so...
I mean, I guess, but it's still inside of my mouth right now.
All right. I'm sorry.
This is really phallic. Was this the whole thing?
Yeah, we just wanted to film you.
We're not even recording.
Yeah, just jam this mic down my mouth and watch me
all
sweat all night.
Now take your shirt off. We're almost there.
Slower.
Yeah.
Slower.
All right. So, David, where do you hail from, and how did you get into comedy?
Where do I hail? I hail from a shit town. I'm taking this out. I hail from a shit town in Colorado, Elizabeth, Colorado. A lot of meth, a lot of juggalos.
Nice.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
No.
So you must have fit right
I mean,
in.
I mean,
I was, yeah, I was actually King Juggalo 05. My class couldn't have prom King and Queen. We just had King and Queen Juggalo.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, I'm really, whoop whoop. Where are my ninjas at? Do they say ninjas because they can't say the N-word because they'll get beat
I
up?
I think so,
probably.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
It's like a white co-op version of it.
What a douchebag.
Although I heard, I think it's that blog, it's called like, Is This Racist or something, where this guy like asks, like answers people's like stupid racial questions. And
Jezebel.com?
No.
The answer is always yes at Jezebel.com.
His suggestion is like, they were asking like when white people do karaoke and the song has the N-word in it. He said, just change it with neighbor, which I think is pretty legit.
Is it legit?
That's pretty legit.
I mean, we all know what you're fucking saying.
Yeah, but hey, better than the alternative.
I mean, if you hear a juggalo say ninja, it still feels really racist.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they say it at all the N-word points anyways.
Well, yeah, it could be because they're
can
like...
Can you say nephew like Snoop?
No, you have to make a cat sound. Like when you're carrying
meow. Meows be tripping. I don't like it. I don't know if that has legs, man.
Oh my meow. Oh my meow.
Because then it just sounds like you're bleeping it, and then you know it's bad.
It's true.
So you help bleep is to acknowledge
it's a hurtfulness.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
The meow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you have any personal juggalo encounters? That sounds like
That's my whole formative years are just, I was at a party one time buying a stolen radio, and
as you do in meth riddle juggalo town.
Yeah. As
no,
happens
no radios
brain.
Aren't every radio stolen.
I didn't even
there.
Want a radio, it's just what people were doing.
Yeah, it's just what all the cool kids in the basement were doing. And I didn't see it, but we had to leave because someone got hit with a hatchet.
Wow.
Really?
That's some true juggalo
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. No, they're down to pound.
It was a hatchet man.
They were the hatchet
there
man.
There was a very literal hatchet man at that party.
But it was actually a girl who got hit.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's hatcheting girls? That's what goes.
There's some domestic
I was too
violence?
Much of a coward to go see.
I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
people are getting fucking chopped up. I'm out.
They stepped it up way higher than I. What am I going
to
do with that?
Dude, you're such a pussy for not wanting to go check out a juggalo hatchet rampage.
Right?
You should have gone and checked it out.
I should have gone down there with my broadsword. My Iron Maiden.
You are the black guy in the horror movie who's like, I get my ass out when someone gets hit with a hatchet.
Yeah, I understand what time it is. I don't need a radio that bad.
Right.
Fucking Bose, you know what I mean? It was from Walmart. But
man.
Yeah, that's where I was.
So you escaped. You ran. The hatchet event happened. You just ran straight to California.
Yeah, pretty much. I never looked back.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, it was like that and the DUI. Between those two things, I came to California, started telling jokes, and I met Mr. Mancini here.
I do know a few different people who have changed states because of DUIs.
Hmm.
Manson?
Is that... Oh. You're comparing me to Manson? I don't understand.
Well, he also changed... He went to college in a different state because he got a DUI, and he was like, I need to go...
It's really weird fact.
We have a friend with a nickname, Manson.
Right? Yeah.
Sorry, no. Not Charles.
Not Charles Manson.
Oh, that would have helped. I thought you were just like, you know
Snoopy, Squeezebox,
Cookie Dough,
Squiggly Pete. They all...
Squiggly.
Yeah, sorry. Any other juggalo? Actually, I'm from methy area myself of California, but this was pre-juggalos.
No, I doubt it. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah, no, the juggalos have been around.
We were in high school when I remember someone saying, oh, have you heard
But
the
this
new-
was in junior high. This was like 95 or something.
That's
started
formative
in
years.
Like 90. They've been...
What? They're 50 or something now. They're old as shit.
They're old.
Wow.
He's right.
All right. Well, anyway, but they were not juggalos that I knew of. They just... I remember one of my...
The smelly white kids?
Yeah, pretty much.
Proto-jugs.
There's no difference, man.
One of my friends threw like an orange or something at one of my other friends, and he chased him. He had a really bad temper, and he chased him around the yard with an axe. And he like actually tried to hit him with the axe and came so close that he split the heel of the guy's shoe. And I saw
What's up with juggalos and sharp weaponry?
And they were like, oh, yeah, man, I got a really bad temper. I was like, that's attempted murder, you realize, right?
It's not just like wanting to punch your friend. Like, we've all been in that position where you're like, you're my friend, but I want to punch you in the face. Yeah. Like,
I tried to shoot him and hit the car.
Yeah. It's a whole different level of sociopath.
Dude, look at the bullet hole in his jeans. I didn't hit him, but fucking it was close.
Yeah. Would have shot his nuts off 2 inches to the right.
Oh, I winged him.
So you made your way out here.
Made my way out here.
Why? Any reason in particular besides the DUI?
I got a DUI and Denver blows. So I was like, my parents had moved here for like 5-6 years. So I was like, we'll see what's going on here. And then I started telling jokes and... Oh, yeah, here I am.
Yeah, yeah. Just suck that mic.
I started telling jokes, and then here we are, fucking some years later. Just still telling the same jokes.
Denver blows. All the San Francisco comedians that have gone out to Denver tell me how much they want to move to Denver afterwards.
That's just because Denver pays you money to tell jokes.
What? Who does that?
And girls touch your wiener sometimes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Imagine that world.
Vince, imagine both of those things.
I'm trying.
Both.
In one night.
It's
you can't handle it.
My head's swimming right now.
The girls put the money around your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get paid.
So are you a full-time comic now? What do you do with your time?
Comedy and I smoke a lot of weed.
Okay.
And then I do more comedy.
Weird how those things tend to go together.
It's the only way I could do it, man. Mm-hmm. Especially like on the road and stuff, because you don't sleep good. You just smoke a bunch of weed and you'll be fine.
I wish I could do that. I smoke weed and then it's just like all of my problems kind of just like personify themselves.
They bubble up to the top.
They attack me like the little puissants on the beach, like with little pitchforks and shit. I'm like, I can't sleep anymore.
Oh, good. We get an hour and a half of introspection followed by a bunch of fidgeting.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I told the story about how I got really stoned in New York, and right afterwards I had to get on the subway, and I was just like sitting there on the track, and I was – you know how like when you get high – like you start, everything has a pulse, like even inanimate objects, and you start like empathizing with things that aren't even human beings or like animals. And
I don't know that.
Well,
I don't know anything about that.
No,
is this marijuana that you smoked? What
you don't get really high and you start like empathizing with like lampposts.
Oh,
and shit.
Couch!
I almost cried because I saw a newspaper blow by on the bus and thought no one's ever gonna read the second half of that story.
Yeah. It was basically like that, but I was waiting for the subway.
There's another newspaper, Brett.
Someone's like halfway through the article, tries to turn to A16 and finds nothing.
God, I really wanted to finish that.
So there was like a rat on the track, like a little baby like rat on the track, and I was like, oh fuck, look at the rat!
Oh, I'm
like,
fucking rat!
I'm trying to empathize with the rat. I'm like, oh man, I wonder if that rat's dead. And then the other thing about being stoned is you just forget whatever you thought like 5 seconds earlier, and so I totally forget like empathizing with the rat, and I go to I want to see if this rat's alive. So I do the only thing that a person can do in that situation was spit on it. And the spit glob like landed right on its little rat face, and it had a broken leg, so it just started like twitching.
Jesus!
But now it's been spit on its face.
Yeah. So then, like, I start empathizing with it again, and I'm empathizing with this like three-legged rat that's just like twitching on the rat.
And now can't even see because it's got your loogie in its eye.
And then I felt really guilty about that. And then the train was coming, and then fuck, man, that just fucked my head up for like a good
30 to 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah. You should not smoke weed. That's the worst fucking weed story ever.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
How did you make it through?
And then it took me a while. I felt bad for this bum, so I blew him.
Yeah, that's where.
That's what happens, man. One toke, I just start blowing hobos. That's why I can't do that stuff anymore.
That should be one of those PSAs.
Yeah.
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 So smoking weed, do a comedy. So do you actually travel around to do comedy?
I have been a little bit, and then this summer I got a bunch of road stuff, so I'm excited.
That is exciting.
Gonna get drunk in different states.
Is it the type of thing where you're sort of traveling around with more well-known comics and following them, or is it just there's different showcases and different types of things like that?
It's just different showcases. I'm going with next month I'm going to Chicago and New York with this girl Claire O'Kane. What? She's just like me. We're just going there to do some stuff. It's fun, man. I'm also on unemployment. So that has...
I've been there before.
It's the fucking best.
It really is kind of cool.
It was like my company was terrible, so I don't even feel bad. So I'm just like, yeah, I'll buy dub sacks off your money.
What was the company that was before?
Or am I supposed
to... You don't have to give the name. Just like, give us a category.
It was an Asino K an Ansei Runo bread.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that is kind of specific. All right.
Yeah.
I do speak fake Latin.
Yeah, you're fluent. I could tell.
Yeah. Vincent, that was actually Vincent's first language. Mm-hmm. He was ESL all through elementary school.
I'm a pig Latino. You know this about me.
Do you do it for La Azare? That was a La Raza joke.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's...
He speaks pig Latin, but he doesn't get pig Latin comedy. That's okay. It's different. He doesn't laugh in pig Latin.
They're very serious people.
He doesn't get the Oaks, Jay.
Ben was on unemployment for 18 months, and I was so
jealous. It wasn't quite that long, but yeah, it was good. It's just like you fill out this form, like Scantron. Yeah. You fill out four questions, and then they send you money. It's like, this is fucking the best.
It is the best. I'm not even a year yet. You got 18 fucking months.
Not quite. It was on and off, but it ended up being a little bit more than a year. It was good. Good times.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've given the government a lot of money, and they just drop bombs on people. It's nice to get some back.
Yeah, take the power back.
Yeah, take the money back.
Yeah, that's.
I don't really care about the power. I just want the money. Yeah, it was good. You just fill out a little form that said you looked for work, and you weren't sick, and they say, here you go. Here's your money.
Yeah, and they don't ask you any fucking questions. I have a card. I use that card in Portland. And Denver and like New Mexico in like a 3-week span recently.
It's like a government credit card?
Yeah, nobody asked me shit. I had 3 fucking states and I don't have a job. Nobody was like, what are you doing? Buying fucking, you know, crack. I don't smoke crack.
You can't. You can't buy that with a credit card.
I think there's some.
You're the Square, Vince?
Yeah.
The dealers are very modern now.
It's 2012.
Yeah.
What's the app for your iPhone where you can just.
Square?
Oh, that's. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Welcome to the future, bro.
A Square for not knowing that you could buy crack
iPhone. That's true. Dude, I was just playing the part of that guy in the movie where he comes in and he goes.
So let me get this straight.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You're telling me.
So you're what you're telling me? That's more of the HBO Real Sports.
Oh yeah. Well.
Oh yeah. So you're saying.
So you're on unemployment and you decided to use.
So you could buy crack. Yes. On an iPhone. Yes.
And you do that
with an app
all the time.
And this app is called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like music.
Square.
That was like freestyle.
Oh, it was, you know, we harmonized with each other.
It was in the cypher. We felt it good.
We have gotten naked painted so many times together. It's unreal. We go full nude. It's aggressive.
Was it just the two of you? Did you each have like 3 letters
on
you?
Now there's 3 of us.
There was a little Indian boy as well. Who looks a lot like Mowgli from the Jungle Book. And it's not racist because he's my roommate, right?
Yeah.
So where did they parade you guys around with this body paint?
All over the Mission District.
So they were like,
wasn't at an event?
Well, was that Litquake, man? I just said
Litquake just all over? You have to go outside?
No, it's in the Mission. It's by like a truck, and then some guy reads poetry. He reads like his Chicano lit poetry.
Was it a fusion street food truck? Because then it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. We got some Korean burgers and some Japanese tacos and things like that. Things of this nature. No, there's a bookmobile, and there was readings.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
But you read it.
Yeah.
Litquake.
Yeah.
Litquake bitches. Litquake.
We said Litquake bitches a bunch.
Oh, a lot. Because we don't really have lines, and that's kind of what you say when you want to be at Litquake.
You say Litquake bitches.
Yeah. All right, I got a news story for you guys.
Oh. Stuff happened this week, huh?
Local news.
Hard-hitting news.
Local news.
We need like a news drop. I like the Telegraph, but what if we went with like a hardcore, more hardcore, like Fox News transition.
Escape the ordinary. Fly Kenmore Air to 40.
Damn,
that's not a spot. That's a well-spoken spot.
Kenmore Air. Fly there to fuck your Native American 13-year-old bear.
What? She shoots monster loads.
All right, backstory on this is I was writing about
Terminator.
Yeah, that's probably where it
Terminator is.
He just throws an indie movie sound effect. Sorry, that was
a
Jurassic Park
news drop.
Oh, I thought we were just making movie scores. So I was writing about Twilight, and they published the first picture of Renesmee, which is the telepathic vampire, like, fetus baby thing.
I saw the picture.
Is that a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
It's a girl with a dick.
It's a combination of Renee and Esme.
Don't all vampires have dicks? Some, but some are, like, on their legs.
No, some are girls, dummy.
No. No, they're not.
No. It's like you've never read
have
a book.
Have you ever read Twilight?
Jesus Christ. Get out of the house, read a book about vampires and their leg dicks.
So mad. Why won't you just let me podcast?
You're ruining my podcast, guys.
As I was saying, you guys.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun.
On the Terminator news.
On the Terminator news. So I was writing about Renesmee, and I made the comment, I wonder how many cats there are named Renesmee. Probably a lot. At which point, someone sent me this local news story about a cat named Renesmee. And it goes, oh, that's the picture.
You gotta scroll down.
Oh, god damn it.
You gotta scroll down, Vince.
Vince, have you ever been to the internet before?
Sometimes you gotta use the finger. You gotta
For someone that works on the internet all day.
I really blew that.
I'm gonna laugh. Yeah. We have to watch the pre-roll again.
I really blew that, didn't I?
Kensington Air! So Renesmee, the
I
cat.
Was foiled by my own screen cap there.
Oh, you're on filmdrunk.com.
You tried to click.
Yep. There's another ad.
God damn it.
What is it? And then we can do a live read from there.
That's all right. Wait, so Vince, are you pumping traffic to filmdrunk? Right? No?
It's a
Hidden
salad.
Valley Ranch.
No, it's Ken's.
Five.
Pour it in your mouth.
A domestic
vagina.
Cat attack sends two people to the hospital. Eyewitness News reporter Stephen Pope joins us with an exclusive story. And Stephen, I've never heard of a domestic cat attack before. What happened here?
Well, the family says their cat was completely normal until 3 days after it gave birth to kittens. But then the cat got defensive and said, and the family says it tried to kill them.
It began Tuesday at 5:30 a.m. The Austin Millers were asleep in their bed when they heard a sound. Jackie woke up and saw her cat, Renesmee,
like
panicking. Jackie thinks a male cat had wandered by and her cat was protecting her kittens. So she went to grab her cat to prevent her from bolting out a hole in the screen door. That's when her cat jumped at her.
I was being mauled, literally for the kill. She had got a hold of either my nose first, my face first, my arms first.
That's a lot to get a hold of first.
She's got a lot of face.
Look, if you guys would just stop bonding with its kittens telepathically, I think this whole thing would resolve itself.
Stop raping its fucking kittens, lady.
It's going to run through a hole through the screen door and under the car on cinder blocks.
She still has more to... She's getting mauled some more.
She is. Can you imagine being like the local news stringer who has
to go... Oh my God. I just was thinking how fucking terrible local news is. All right, we got a big one for you, Billy.
It's some guy who graduated from like Northwestern Journalism School and he's just like...
He's got to put his time in wherever Cedar Rapids, wherever this is.
Idaho.
Same difference.
Yeah. Well, I've
he's
never heard of
$25,000.
All right, Billy, we got a hot one for you. This cat almost killed a full family. A whole fucking family. We got to get you out there. We're going to do you a live interview with him. It's going to be hard-hitting.
The newscaster. Well, I've never heard of a domestic cat attack. Have you, Tom?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It definitely looks like the kind of house where there's someone who's bedridden in the back.
And it may not be old age.
Sleep in a medicated bed.
At least one medicated bed in that household.
And it may not be from.
There's a retarded person locked up in the basement.
Yeah. One of those walls is going to get knocked down, and Geraldo's going
to
be there.
And a good day to you, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we found the old cat. All they had to say was a hole in the screen where the cat could get out of.
Literally screaming, Blaine, get her off, get her off. She's attacking me, get her off. And he jumped up out of the middle of the sleep. He took his CPAP machine, just jerked it off, threw it on the floor.
See, he's got a CPAP machine.
A what?
He's got a fucking CPAP machine is what you have for sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
It's like a gas mask, right?
Well, it's what happens
when fat people sleep.
It forces your airways open because when you're too fat, I mean, skinny people can get it too, but happens a lot to obese people. When you're so big, you basically like stop breathing.
You're almost choking yourself.
Your airways basically close off. So the CPAP machine is like this scuba mask you have to wear to like force your airways open.
Yeah, it's not always necessarily related to weight, but it oftentimes is.
Bitches love those masks, though.
But I like how she had
you
to say...
You ever fuck with a CPAP machine on?
You can't stay awake. That's the whole point.
But I do like that she specifically mentioned that.
Yeah.
He tested his diabetes. He was okay. He ate a Snickers bar just in case. Took his sleep app machine off.
He started swinging his control top socks at the cat.
And he was able to literally pry her off of me.
Confusion. I woke up hearing my wife scream, and I didn't know what was going on until I looked over there, and I seen her viciously attacking.
Blaine did get the can off.
I picture the news guy leaving this and just sobbing in the van, the news van.
This can't be it. This can't be it.
The demise of the Fourth Estate.
How shitty are all of these grown-ups that they can't defend themselves against a cat? No.
Well, it's an immortal vampire cat.
Yeah, is it so feral? Just punch it in the face. It's a cat.
It's like some sort of cat werewolf. That's the other thing, too, because if it's attacking me that aggressively, I'm just going to fucking throw it so hard.
I'm going to throw a cat because I'm a person. That's the point of being a person.
Got big, strong hands with big, strong thumbs attached to them.
Top of the food chain, motherfucker.
Did dump it. Him took over me cat. I don't know what me do.
I would fucking kick that cat so hard.
But not before 35 bite marks and 15 bruises later.
That was like half an hour's worth of cat attack.
Is she holding it up to her own face? Like, stop biting me, ow! stop it!
Calm down, Renesmee!
Really, it's Renesmee?
Yeah.
That sounds like something a 9-year-old would name an imaginary friend.
No, it sounds like if you're in Oklahoma and you wanted to start like a lingerie brand and you're like, oh, what sounds super French?
I need...
We'll call it Ooh La La.
Renesmee, Ooh La La, Renesmee.
Yeah.
Beautiful swan.
Is that the end of this hard-hitting news story?
Her face,
oh, no.
The cat came back.
Lost the blood off of her face and off part of her hands. Then she actually attacked her leg a second time.
The Ostermillers both saw an unusual stare right before that second attack.
She came at me. With the deadliest eyes.
I noticed that she was...
I was eating all my Cheetos because I was taking a break because I was hecka tired.
Flaming hot.
And when I eat Flaming Hot, I get a little sweaty and tired. And I'm on the ground eating these Flaming Hot Cheetos with bleeding. And she attacks my leg and I'm like, I can't move because I'm so tired and sweaty from my Cheetos.
That she had the deadliest eyes but also beautiful.
And I kept falling asleep because I had my CPAP on. keeping my airways open.
I was breathing so well.
I remember that. I was like, I'm breathing so well, even as the cat was attacking my leg. I remember thinking that myself right before I blacked out from the pain.
Looking at my wife with a weird look.
But even after this whole ordeal, the Ostermiller family hasn't turned their back on cats. They even plan on getting a new kitten soon. But they do have a word of caution.
I want people to know how dangerous cats can be. They can turn on you in a dime. Believe it or not, cats.
Jackie Phil.
Can you play that again?
Was believe it or not, cats?
No, there's still more.
That none of this would have happened either if they had just spayed their cat.
The Ostermillers ended up giving up that cat to the Rexburg shelter in the end.
Oh. Hmm.
So that's what's going to happen to it right now then.
Well, it's likely going to be put down.
Yeah, they didn't turn their back on cats, but they had this one executed. Yeah. So.
Well, we're going to get a new one.
Where did this happen? These are the worst kind of people. I mean, come on, man.
So they've decided to get a kitten.
If you can't fight a cat, you don't deserve to keep living.
You're such a sore loser.
Yeah, and they just killed it and got a new cat.
Well, that's what I like.
This feline's defective.
They decided to get a kitten. Well, this one's going to fucking die.
So it kind of reminds me of in high school, we did our rugby team did a tour to Ireland, and of course we acted like assholes. And our rugby coach, who was also our science teacher, like pulled us all into a room to lecture us on what assholes we were. And he was just like, you guys are just fucking stupid. If you were a caveman, you would be dino chow. And like, that's kind of what I think about. Like, if you can't defend yourself against a house cat, you deserve to be dino chow.
Yeah.
I also got in trouble for raising my hand and saying, dinosaurs and humans didn't coexist.
You would.
Well, he's a science teacher. And so he goes, you'd be fucking mastodon chow. And so, like, to this day, we still joke about, like, mastodon chow. Like, if someone's really stupid.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking
I always think you should be burned for fuel is a nice little shorthand.
Yeah. But, basically, if you can't defend yourself against a fucking house cat,
Who's named after a Twilight
You
character.
Deserve to be yeah. Dino
well,
Chill.
I mean, they didn't explain it. Was this some sort of, like, leopard? Was this a bigger...
Was this it like, an ocelot?
Yeah.
It was just a lynx the whole fucking time.
I took my cat to the vet. He says he's part ocelot. I saw him eat a hawk once, I swear to God.
I mean, what we didn't say is this thing's a full-blooded panther. This ain't no normal house cat. Yeah, I just picture just two fat people rolling around while this cat just goes to work on them.
Yeah, how docile is your husband? That's attacking your wife.
It's oh, like the cat. Get off.
Hold
get
on, I gotta
That's
take off my seat.
That's the woman you swore to protect forever.
Get off her house cat.
From house cats.
Oh, really?
I swear to protect, to having to hold to protect you from insane house cats.
They're gonna have to redo their wedding vows next year.
For as long as we both
he
shall
probably
live.
Didn't. He probably thought it was going to kill her, and he was okay with that. Yeah. That was the end game. Yeah.
Is this sweet freedom, Renesmee?
Yeah. Sorry, Anime. I just can't get her off.
I knew I loved you.
Go for the throat, cat.
So there in a minute. I'm just gonna take my meds.
He's holding it up to her neck. Go, cat, go. Do what you gotta do, whatever that is.
Go, Renesmee.
Here, I'm gonna try and beat him off with some ham. Here, rub this ham on your neck.
I got some fully loaded Doritos.
You know what's fucked up? They probably got 8 kids. They're not just responsible for
they
house
have
cats.
A lot of kids.
There is an entire generation coming out that cannot protect themselves from cats.
Well I bet you their kids are just retard strong.
Right? You think they'd be able to just kick that cat?
They weren't eaten by the cats at a young age. They grew up mean. And
they grew up fighting that cat. That's
the problem was, to get them out of the cage would have taken a while. So they didn't have
that
time.
Kind of time.
Yeah, the wife would have been long dead by the time they got all 8 kids out of their cages.
Yeah, you don't have to name them Sue. You just stick them in with a really mad tabby for all their formative years.
Lock them up. That's good. That's some hard-hitting news.
Yeah.
Those kids are not named Sue. They're named Bryson and Breeley.
Dakota and yeah. Jackson. I told you about
Pajama Jean.
Pajama Jean. Oh, Pajama Jean, eat your Doritos. That's where you get your vegetables from. We got fully loaded enchilada Doritos. That's where you get all your
nutrition.
We
got blanket, tube sock, Pajama Jean.
Snuggy Sue. Oh, what a terrible family. Oh. I don't even feel judgmental for saying their family is worse than mine.
What's the dumbest...
Brayden Jane?
Handjob Jane?
What's the dumbest name of any Juggalos that you may or may not have grown up near?
Oh, boy. Dumb Juggalo names. I gotta go back, because there's a lot of them.
Were these given names, or were these...
Do you get to choose your name as a Juggalo?
I think you kind of get to choose. Because nobody's going to give you the name, you know, Jay Ryder.
No. Mama Gypsy gives you the
name. Oh, you have to first eat of the space cake.
Yeah, yeah. When you have your first space cake
you have a transcendental
communion.
Moment.
Yeah.
Then you must speak to the hatchet. He will give you the name.
You go on your Juggalo vision quest, which is just smoking a bunch of meth in the woods.
Smoke a bunch of meth. You eat some space
salts.
Definitely
bath salts.
Yeah. Mama Gypsy officially dubs you Hubcap Charlie. Because Tina done hit you in the head with that there Hubcap. Now you got that scar on your
And brain. That's how you got pregnant the third time.
The third time. Yeah, no, freshness was probably the word. Just because they're so dirty and gross as people, the name freshness, it was like, it's like a fat guy being called tiny.
Yeah, but that's
if you call me slim. He was just so gross.
But do you think... I bet the given name is worse than the...
His given name was Charles Smith or something.
Hey, you don't want to go by Minty Charlie's house. That guy smells like shit.
Yeah. And what are they going to do to you in prison if they're called Minty Charlie? Yeah.
Well, I don't have, I don't have the dumb names of people I grew up with, but now I'm old enough to where, I see their kids' names on Facebook. And I definitely... I think I might have mentioned this before, but I definitely was on Facebook with someone that... from high school that I don't really talk to anymore, and they're like, what do you think are good baby names for a boy? And 3 people wrote in Jackson, and one of them was like Jackson with 2 X's and a fucking Y in it, like JXXYN.
I don't mind the name Jackson, but you don't want that with an X.
No. If your kid's name has 2 X's in it.
You don't want 2 X's either.
No.
Wasn't that a Mortal Kombat character, Jax, with the metal
Yeah, that's right. Or was that...
Well, that's kind of an awesome name.
Wait, was that Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, it was Mortal Kombat. The big guy.
Because he had the arms, and he would just slam you on your brain.
I was thinking about this today. I remember,
I was I met like this girl. She was like a friend of a friend, and she was flirting with me a bunch, and I was kind of flirting back with her, and I, you know, when they introduced me to her, she's like, "Yeah, hi, I'm Giselle." And I'm like, "Okay, you know, whatever." And at the end of the night, so we're talking, we're flirting, whatever. At the end of the night, I get her number, and I'm putting in my phone. I'm like, "How do you spell your name?" She's like, "JYZZ," and I'm just like, "Oh."
Well, in Italian, we say Giselle. Yeah.
Hey. She read a lot of horoscopes.
She was a mess.
She definitely had like a star themed belly button. Ring,
right? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Some belly button work. Did you see that on Girls when she's talking to that girl at the party and she's like, "What's your name?" "It's Taco." She's like, "Taco." And she's like, no, it's Taco with a K. I can always tell when people are saying it with a C.
Yeah.
Did you just ask if I had seen that scene on the show Girls?
Oh, these guys have.
You guys have all seen... Am I
love,
Girls,
I
Girls
love
is pretty good.
I watched the one episode and I was like, I can't relate to any of these women.
Yeah.
Not because they're women, because they're rich. I don't want to make that stance. I'm more of a living single kind of guy.
All right.
Know that show?
Hell yeah.
Queen Latifah, Kim Fields.
I remember that one. I remember A Different World.
Oh, with Dwayne Wayne.
Hell yeah.
We're going weird now.
Yeah.
This is a weird...
Every time I see flip-up glasses, I think of Dwayne Wayne.
How often do you see flip-up glasses? No.
Every time I close
mirror.
My eyes.
Every day in the mirror.
Or you have to flip up the glasses first, right? Because
he puts them
right,
see anything. Can't see. He puts them on his dog glasses. And then himself, and he's like, "Let's go, dog. Let's do this.
We're ready for the world."
Yeah, my future's so bright, I got to flip up my glasses.
That's the one with the child robot, right? They can grant wishes.
So does this mean we can't make any more Girls references? We just have to reference Moesha?
Yeah. No, I wish that I hadn't seen every episode of that show. Like, I wish that was a place that I couldn't come from. But yeah, don't tell me. I've seen every episode of that show. Like, even the deep cuts when she was with that guy Q and he went and moved to New York. I know it.
You've seen all the clip shows.
Why couldn't they just call her? Why couldn't they just call the show Brandy? Like, why'd they have to give her like a fake
show
name?
Because in the 90s, if you had your own sitcom, it couldn't be your real name.
Seinfeld?
Martin?
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Will Smith?
All right,
he didn't have a show called Will Smith.
Moesha was a great name. Why are you so angry?
I'm just saying. Like,
they were great.
Everybody else just used their regular. You know why?
Because Brandy's a boring fucking name.
No, you know why? Because one time I was at a trivia night and they were asking something about Brandy, and Brandy was the answer, and I just kept shouting Moesha, and I was fucking wrong.
Well,
and
then, your racism doesn't mean they should change the name of the
show. How is that racist? It's the same person.
Moesha!
Hey, I think they're hiring a Jezebel.
It's the same person.
Different name,
bitch. Unfair.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You can't call somebody a character.
I couldn't. It was in the heat of the moment. I was trying to remember her name.
Oh, yeah, until
that's
that.
That's when racism occurs. Until that. Premeditated, it's in the heat of the moment. Yeah.
Tell that to anyone from The Wire, though. I still shout, "Hey, it's McNulty."
Yeah, that's true.
Man.
That's true.
However, did you see there was that oral history of The Wire and Bunk actually said, "It's okay if you see me on the street, just say, 'What's up, Bunk?'"
Yeah. I have two good awesome. Segues if we want to talk about Prometheus.
Well, I also interviewed Clay Davis myself.
I
asked him how often people come up on the street and say, "Shit," and he says, "Not a day goes by that someone doesn't do that to me."
I get it, because I often call Denzel Washington Malcolm X.
Really? I just call him John Q.
How's your kid?
Ooh, sore subject?
With the long breathing.
You just start referencing all of his movies. Yeah. Are your feet okay? I saw Glory. That looked
I just saw the train one. That one is a bad movie.
Oh, the missile the size of the Chrysler building?
It's nothing but helicopter shots and moving motion. Like, that's what it is over and over and over. Yeah. It's like they just... Vince saw, right?
No, I never saw
you
it.
You never saw it?
I saw part of it on cable. Yeah, I was like, wow, this is fuck. It's just like news footage the whole time.
Yeah, it's a moving camera on a helicopter. It looks like a helicopter just circled around a train for a week, and they shot it, and then they got some
they
interior,
cut it.
And then they got some interior shots where he's talking to
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
And that's it. They're just circling around. The camera does not stop moving. I feel like I'm on a ride, and I'm going to throw up. Anyway. Thanks, Denzel.
Nice. Sorry, were we segueing?
Oh. No, was I? Every time I get quiet,
last time we lost at trivia, which was a brutal defeat. One of the reasons we lost was because we called Michael Fassbender when it was actually the dude from fucking what's his name, Lawrence of Arabia, who is in that fucking movie.
Fair.
Did that not blow your mind?
Well, the whole point of that character was they patterned him. This is actually a great segue.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying.
The whole point of is the robot Fassbender was that he was like Lawrence of Arabia was his idol. And
he looks just like him, and turns out you get that trivia question wrong.
Right? Yeah, it's some bullshit right there.
Wait, so what was the question?
It was the picture round.
And it was the dude from Lawrence of Arabia, and we all said Michael Fassbender.
Fuck, what's his name? Famous actor. O'Toole,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Peter O'Toole.
Yeah. And he looks just like Fassbender.
Yeah,
okay,
and they had that whole scene in the movie. Oh, this is going to be spoilery, by the way, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So turn off your balls.
Probably has a huge... Peter O'Toole probably does not have Michael Fassbender's huge dong.
He's called Peter O'Toole.
It's true.
The Irish would not lie to you, dude.
The irony of that is, yeah. Calling the guy
Peter McDickmeat.
It would be Peter McDickley.
Brett had a sweet mate in college named Johnny Wang.
It's true. It's true.
There's all the Asian kids.
Is there a wrestler?
Is there a wrestler named Johnny Wang?
Or Jimmy Wang Yang or Yang Wang?
I don't know.
Something like that. Yang Wang would be good. Mm. Yeah.
I worked with a guy named Long Ten, and that's not made up. That's just
Long Ten.
That's
pretty
great. Just awesome.
That's like the best name. He didn't even understand how great he was.
You have so much potential. You're just not unlocking.
You'd shake him.
He's just
don't understand.
He doesn't speak any English. He's just looking at him blankly.
If I was that guy, I would never introduce myself without mentioning my last name. I would never say I'm Long.
I would always be Long Ten.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, just it's one word.
Yeah, Long Ten. Yeah.
His brother is a surfer. His name's Hang.
No, that's not true, though. It's a lie.
I know.
All right, so we're talking Prometheus?
Yeah, do it.
Prometheals.
Brendan, we could argue about it, but I feel like we all sort of...
Are you bad about it?
Brendan and I even saw it together.
Before we get into it, can we all just agree that having babies is super fucking gross, whether or not they're space babies? Because I think that is the underwriting current, is that children are disgusting.
Yeah.
Repulsive.
Okay.
So let's just get that out of the way.
What?
Stop crying, Brett. It's going to be all right.
So to me, I think the best way to describe Prometheus is it was like two steps forward, two steps back. You know, it was like for every awesome thing and for everything that was so cool, keep in mind most of the cool stuff was visual. There was just some story element that would bring it back that was just so stupid and so unnecessary and so avoidable. I am by no means a writer, and I'm just like, you did not have to have that scene. You could have just implied that or you know, something like that. I just ended up being – I don't normally armchair quarterback movies. I just shit on them because it's way easier. But this was one where I was like, without thinking about it at all, if I could have just – subtracted these scenes, it could have been so much better. If I could have taken out these characters, it could have been so much better, you know? I don't pretend to be able to write better than a lot of the movies that we see, but this one, it was so obvious, and it could have been so much better than it was. That's what was really, in the end, frustrating about it, you know?
And just to be clear, we're going to poop a lot on this, but I think we all think it was well worth our money. I think we all enjoyed it and thought it was interesting. But
I paid for IMAX 3D, which is what, like an $18 ticket? And I don't regret it. It was good.
So I would say you have to see it in IMAX.
No. I saw it in regular 3D. This is one of the few times that 3D is used well. There's a lot of long shots with really small moving objects. And that adds like a crazy sense of scale to the whole thing where the ship's moving across like an alien landscape or whatever. And that shit looks amazing in 3D. And there's almost no 3D in the close-ups, so your eyes aren't doing the fucking Avatar thing where you're constantly refocusing.
Well, so IMAX is 3D.
I understand that, but just... See it in 3D. You don't have to see it in IMAX. I can't stand it.
I actually didn't
IMAX.
Even realize. I didn't even think of. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but like I watched the whole thing, and then afterwards I was like, "Oh, I didn't even really think about the fact that it was in 3D."
That's good. A good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it either. I feel the same way. I did like. I'm kind of a nerd for the original Alien, so I liked that they addressed some of the stuff, like the engineer. You know, that was like the first alien they found. Like, so in the very first Alien, I don't know how many listeners have actually seen it. They go into the ship, which you recognize in Prometheus, and then they find there's like an alien in the chair who's dead, and they say, you know, he's clearly been dead for a long time. They kind of dive into the backstory of like what that was, which I thought it's kind of cool when you can pay tribute to that original movie, especially considering it was, you know, came out 33 years ago.
I feel that's weird because I seem like most of the people that hated it were people that were like super alien fans, and I like barely remember Aliens. So didn't even really.
I liked that it spoke to kind of the broader universe of what Alien is. But it's definitely, if you're a fan of the original Alien and you're expecting something similar, it's just not that. And I don't think you're ever going to get a horror movie like that again, because with what we can do with CG, you're just not going to get that. And when you look at Alien, it was in 1979 and they didn't have the ability to make these huge sets they could fill in with computer graphics. So they're just like, hey, we're going to film this interior. It's going to look like Star Wars or something like that. And there's just this big fucking scary alien that's killing everyone. So it's all about this like claustrophobic feeling. And you're kind of like wondering where, because I don't think of the first Alien as a sci-fi movie. I think of it as a horror movie, you know, you're wondering where the alien's going to pop out next. I mean, it's essentially a horror movie, right?
But it's set in a cool way in the future. So it's a combination.
It's a horror movie that has sci-fi elements, definitely.
But Alien's almost more about the ship than it is about the alien too, where they're in these fucked up, weird, unnaturalistic, there's chains hanging for some reason, there's water dripping down. It's more about you're trapped in this odd, unnatural space, and there's this thing you don't understand that's killing you, right?
Right, right.
So it's about, it's a half and half, and this was all like big, grandiose sci-fi.
Giant landscapes.
Yeah, there were horror stuff.
Yeah, when they're talking about like terraforming.
Some of the horror, I mean, like the CG bad people and the aliens, it was all pretty like palpable and scary and gnarly.
The goofy surgery machine, which I thought was silly. Yeah. Like actually that scene where she's in there, fantastic. It was pretty awesome.
It was amazing. I loved the scale that it gave it to, where it's like, it's all the shots are from inside the surgery machine and it's tense and you're kind of like,
I'm
holy shit.
In here.
And then it cuts to like kind of a far shot from outside the surgery machine. And it's just kind of muffled screams of her, the alien squirming.
Yeah.
And it was like hilarious. Like that was amazing.
Yeah. Also hilarious was the Fassbender after he gets his head ripped off and he's like in these like his head's talking from the bag.
He was amazing. I giggled so hard at all of his snarky robot line.
Yeah.
You must feel like your gods abandoned you.
Yeah. Even though his like motivation shifts in the middle of the movie and you're not really sure why.
So that's the thing. That's where you start pointing out the flaws, right? It's like there's so many characters who are just might as well have like a sign taped to their head that's like, I am cannon fodder.
Yeah.
But he did such a good job. I thought it was nuanced.
I think it was great from like a big story, like from a macro story sense. Yeah. But I don't know if I think it's a Lindelof thing, because I every time I watch Lost, I think about the same thing. He always has these characters who are like reality show contestants where they like have some, like every reality show contestant has some gimmick about their person. Like, oh, this is like the Mohawk guy who wears yellow. And it's
you're just waiting for him to give his backstory about why he's a rebel.
It's not like in life when you meet someone and they're a stranger first and you get to know them and they reveal nuance. It's just like, here's this person who is like this thing, like this fucking skin deep thing. And then you know, they'll edit it together. So sometimes he's the bad guy and then sometimes he's the good guy.
I like that switching back and forth, because I feel like that's actually pretty close to how humans interact. But I totally get what you're saying.
But it doesn't make the character. Like,
what's your occupation? Well, I'm a lever to advance the overarching narrative. That sort of.
They could have done it with less characters. I mean, I agree with Brendan that there was just a lot of unnecessary stuff and a lot of dumb stuff. And I mean, I won't give anything specific away.
I like to minimize risk. We've already given a lot away.
Yeah.
Let's go full spoiler so we can actually talk
That was
about
kind
it.
Of the thing. Was like, and what we were pissed about was like, you can tell what Charlene's character is and what kind of function she serves the plot. And like, that's okay. Like, we understand, like, we've seen enough movies that we understand how it works. You don't need to be so over the top as to have her be like, I like to minimize risk. Yeah. You know, it was just
here
like,
is my genre like, role. Let me explain it to you.
So stupid. And if you watch the movie and you just see her, and she's actually a good enough actor that you can tell kind of that she's sort of the one in charge, and she's the one that's, you know, advancing kind of the corporate side of things without any of that other shit. Yeah.
You don't need the dialogue to also reinforce.
Is there a big reveal? Like, what's the big?
There's a lot of big plot reveal.
No, it's really
insight into like anything that you didn't know.
No, there's nothing real big. So, I mean, so it's basically they go to find they don't know if it's human or not, and it ends up being that it's basically human DNA, and they are some ancient race that came to Earth to populate us, basically.
The Indiana Jones.
It was. Yeah, it's. They found Indiana Jones, yeah, and they found the Temple of Doom.
Stupid. Anyone get off of my plane?
It's the same thing that happened at the end of Indiana Jones.
It's right? Yeah, it's a little.
We're
bit.
We're aliens. Fuck. That's dumb.
I blocked all that out. Jesus, that was like.
But so that's essentially the only reveal is that we this ancient race is us, and they sort of spawned us. And then that's it. They sort of set it up for a potential sequel. But there's just a lot of stupid...
It's a simple plot.
Yeah, but
at the same time, there were so many things that were so unclear where it was like...
Well, yeah, it's a simple plot.
How did
just...
the aliens start? And like, how do they work? And like, what were those... I don't know. If we're going to like...
The first scene was dumb.
Wait, yeah.
But so I think everyone, all the nerds are freaking out about the total ambiguity here, where they want a flowchart. Like, I saw a bunch of flowcharts made, and none of them seemed
Were there any Venn diagrams?
There were fucking Venn diagrams where they want
to
wallow in the minutiae of it, and they didn't get that out of this movie. And so, I feel like it opened up the universe more than it closed stuff down.
Yeah.
And they really want to be like, I recognize that from the first movie, high five! And they didn't get very much of that.
I see what you're saying, but at the same time, it was very unclear where it was like, they go into that one room with the big head, and it's kind of like, what is that stuff? Is that kind of the seed for the aliens or anything? It seemed so, by the end when you see, so spoiler alert, the end you see the first iteration of what we know as the xenomorph with the big head. It's there and you're kind of like, okay, what is this? Like, where'd it come from? Because before it's just been like this big fat tentacle thing and it started from this black tar stuff. So it's like,
I don't think any of it's supposed to add up, and I don't think it's supposed to be chronological, right? Because there were already people with their chests popped open in the ship. They're just throwing shit out there. Like, I think people need to sort of accept it at face value. They're like, oh, it's a haunted house full of all this weird. He's a zombie, even though his face just got melted off with acid. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Okay, I see where you're going with it, but it didn't do it in a way that just made it like, holy shit. Because I like that aspect where you can just be like, hey, guess what? There are no rules. Anything can happen. Shit's going to get really scary because there's no rules here. But at the same time, you're kind of like, okay, so like... In one case, he turns into a zombie. In another case, there's like a weird tentacled alien.
Yeah, yeah. I sound like I'm defending it, but I think that stuff's dumb too. I think that needs to be defended. That seems to be the easy target for people is the incongruities in the plot. Mm-hmm. And I think it did a bad job, and I don't think it did it for the right reasons, right?
Right.
So in the original Alien, everything's sort of built with a purpose, right? The facehugger's there to fuck you in your throat.
Yeah,
and the alien's there to like fuck you in your skull, right? And it's built. But in this one, they were designed as if they had evolved. Like my sole purpose is to stick my mouth penis into your skull till you die.
Right.
But in this one, the big tentacly thing looked like it was designed by concept artists to be scary. It's got teeth for some reason,
and a bunch of tentacles.
Yeah, and it's all very over the top and
not
sort
poking
of
stuff in stuff.
Dumb.
That's alien,
they
right?
do, but they're, it's not.
Yeah. I want you to poke stuff in the parts I don't want you to poke stuff.
It is. It's just not as specific. It's like, well, this doesn't look like it was, poke you everywhere.
It's not like the facehugger because that was just like.
Right, there's kind of a facehugger. It's like a hybrid facehugger, and so that's where it gets confusing because at some point you see there's just this black slime, and at some point you see that affects someone in some way where it turns them like into a zombie. But then there's the hybrid facehuggers that sort of come out of the black slime. You're like, did they morph from this, or is this just like a place where they can grow? Like,
but they're not facehuggers. They're like the with the dickhead and everything.
No. You only see the xenomorph at the very end, the last what? 5 seconds.
But
of the
he's
movie.
Not. He's not. I don't think that was supposed to be like a chronological thing, right? Because they had the picture.
Well,
no, hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah. Jesus, no, and that also didn't. No, that also didn't make sense.
Wait. They've got like the big scary, the alien shaped like death symbol sitting over there
in the temple.
Yeah,
but that didn't make sense either.
And all of the dudes had their chests popped open when they were in the door, so they're sort of like saying that there's something out there popping people's chests open like old school. But I mean, they're
it was
just
implied,
leaving,
yeah.
Yeah, they're just leaving it open, and people are trying to like line it up chronologically. It's like just enjoy it.
Well, but there's certain things like the
I guess you don't make a prequel unless you try to make sense of the earlier movies, though, in a certain way.
Whatever, but
I see. I don't think you can get off that easy. I feel like you either have to make sense of it, or you just say we're taking it a totally different direction. And like,
I thought this was a totally different direction.
No,
it was sort of, but they had the dumb,
too many elements.
I'm not disagreeing. There's a bunch of dumb shit, like the rolling spaceship. Is retarded, right?
Also, the
but you know that's the spaceship that they find in the
No. I'm talking about specifically when it crashes and it's rolling and they run in its path,
like retards.
Yeah, or the thing that you mentioned with the guy Pierce as the old man.
Oh yeah,
like, there's that a lot of weird scene. Dumb decisions.
Why dress a guy in old man makeup unless you're going to show him as a young man? Why not? There's plenty of old guys that you can just you can just
Douglas, for example.
Abe Vigoda needs work.
They would be so happy.
Douglas? Yeah.
Also,
they just want a birthday card or something. You know, just tell them how you're doing.
Also, like even aside from the fact that it was a young guy playing an old guy for no reason. The character had no purpose whatsoever. They're like, it was like this big reveal, like, oh, the old guy's still alive. And he's doing some stuff, but we don't really care. We're not really worried about that.
And he's in a wheelchair and he needs to get pushed around.
Yeah, it's like, what?
He had no impact on the plot whatsoever.
Give him this robot leg.
Yeah.
All right, so the opening scene where the engineer like chugs the shit and like disintegrates into the river.
Yeah.
Like I kind of like that it was weird, that it was ambiguous, but logically if the idea was that they were seeding this planet with their DNA, would the fucking engineer really like kill himself?
Well, that's the point. You have to you're sacrificing, cuz he did it as like a ritual as they all took off. Is what I got out of it. I'm not saying this is the actual thing.
I guess. And also, I thought that it was very ambiguous as far as, like, it showed the DNA, and the DNA was disintegrating.
Yeah.
So what I got out of it is, like, okay, he's disintegrating his DNA because for some reason he doesn't want to spread it on. And then I actually, like, looked at a bunch of other people, like, a bunch of other discussion threads and whatnot on the internet, and the consensus that I got was, like, he's seeding it. And I was like, I didn't get that at all. It looked like the DNA thing was disintegrating.
But then they cut right to.
I thought
Mongol
that was really confusing.
Scotland
too.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
They did like the pull out and it was a different. I'm not saying it was well put together or even that smart, right? I'm just saying that there needs to be room for goofy, non tied together. I'd rather have a dumb, a poorly put together, interesting movie than a perfectly succinct idiot movie.
Yeah,
I guess
for
you
sure.
Can't expect to.
I thought it was really smart in some ways, and then just really incredibly stupid in others.
But to your point, Brett, I guess you just can't expect to be able to do all that kind of stuff with an existing canon without referencing stuff like that. So it's like, I get what you're saying when you're like, all these people are trying to put together all this stuff of how it works, but it's like, naturally, people are going to do that. They're going to be like, how does this fit into the alien chronology? Otherwise, don't make a fucking alien prequel.
But it's,
right?
Fuck that. Like, don't pay fan service. Fuck your fans, right?
What?
I mean,
I get it to a certain extent. Why go to the trouble of staging the whole scene from the first alien unless you want to explain some of that backstory? And then they're kind of like, hey, we have all these different things that are going on.
I'm so tired of
Brett's
Brett's
the misanthropic one, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah. I'm just tired of people who actually produce stuff being constrained by a bunch of fucking consumers, right?
Yeah. Where you automatically constrain yourself when you decide to make a prequel.
No, you're not. Fuck
yes,
you.
Yes, you do. You automatically constrain yourself when you decide to make a prequel.
Like you made a prequel to the series.
Make a different movie if you don't want to constrain yourself.
Yeah, that's my
point.
I think that's a big middle. Like he's walking out there, middle fingers raised, and being like, "What? Take it apart. See if I care."
Okay, but make a totally different movie. Don't have enough callbacks. Don't have all the callbacks that you have to the first movie. That's what I'm saying.
Look, like. Having a succinct fantasy world doesn't protect you from the fact that the real world's like really ambiguous and scary. Like you don't get to be an elf king,
but
you're like an elf shoe salesman.
I don't want to be an elf
and
king.
And you've got herpes as an elf shoe salesman.
I'm way too tall to be an elf king. My whole point is like don't have all those callbacks to the first alien.
That's what makes you the elf king.
It was just a mess. None of it flowed
together.
I'm not
arguing that it wasn't a mess. I'm just saying that like I – there needs to be more tolerance for movies that are a mess yet bring up interesting points.
I agree. I think what you're arguing about is the fact that it's a tweener. It's like,
I don't think it brought up nearly enough interesting points for it to get away with.
It's like a tweener. Yeah. Like they tried to have the thing where, oh, we're going to do a callback to like the big alien head shape that you recognize, and we're going to try and like.
It's true.
I wanted to watch it as a separate thing, and it was awkwardly and it kept straddled. Doing weird like straddling things.
I think all of our problems was it was so beautiful, like it was so fun to watch, and it had a lot of flaws. And yeah. it could have been fucking awesome, and it was really fun, and it was cool, and it looked pretty, and the 3D was cool, and then it has all these things that you can very easily pick apart because it just wasn't done that well. It's one thing to talk about it if it's done really well, and you just sort of like, oh, cool, well, this is what they brought up, instead of like, this doesn't make sense, and that was dumb, and
yeah.
why did this person do that, and this doesn't add up to the other stuff. So I think it was a combination of it. I mean, like I said before, see it. I would recommend seeing it in IMAX. Pay the extra $3-4. It looked fucking awesome. And if you haven't seen it already, and that's it.
They keep taking their helmets off. One guy gets infected.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Like, it's okay. You can take your helmet off.
Well, I don't know where I read it. I read some article that picked apart the stupidest parts of the movie, and that was
I think it was on the AV Club.
They picked everything apart. Where it's like, you know. First of all, they land on it. It's like, there's going to be a storm in 20 minutes. Fuck it. Let's go. And then it's like, the oxygen's fine. Pop, helmet off.
Yeah.
I'm good. And then there's the little snake thing. They're like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, man. How are you? What's up? You speak English?
There's a lot of really bad.
You want a snack, buddy?
Hey, Mr.
Oh,
Giant.
My God. It's killing me. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Giant Leech.
And it flares up like a cobra and opens its whole thing.
It's okay.
It doesn't mean us any harm. It's like, spreading open. It's like, no, it's okay.
The other ones I liked were that the guy that had the little mapping robots, which were awesome, then couldn't find their way out. They just kept walking in circles,
yeah.
even though he had the mapping robot. Mapping robots. And the other thing is Idris Elba goes to fuck Charlize Theron, and then they come back and there's no DVR or anything. They're just like, oh, don't know what happened to those guys. They're missing. So anyway.
But doesn't that seem like you're arguing about the fact that they missed that a photon torpedo weighs 13 kilograms or whatever? Isn't that you trying to pretend that you're smarter than the people who made the movie?
I wasn't thinking that sort of
like tear down where it's just, yeah, I mean, the movie had gaping plot holes, and the smaller scale you got, like per scene, the worse it got, right?
Gaping plot hole.
Yeah. Gape in my plot.
Spit in it.
Plot in my gape. Like I said, I think it looked so awesome, and it was very fun. But it could have been a lot better.
I just get the convention giggling where it's just, oh yeah, you messed up on page 34 yeah. where you know Lothar the God Hammer has been dead for 13 years, but you claim it's 12.
No, but I'm even saying as its own individual movie, it was. I'm not saying, oh, this mapping technology in Alien 3, they had it. It's like,
yeah, no, it's internally. I'm defending this more than I actually mean to.
It was
David
Bory,
what was your favorite part of this movie that you didn't see?
Oh, man. I like it when Idris Elba fucked Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
They showed full penetration.
What?
In 3D.
And yet people kept calling him Stringer Bell throughout the whole movie. It's really weird.
Yeah. I was like, these guys are racist. That's not Stringer Bell. That's fucking Idris Elba.
You can't just call someone a character's name.
Racist? Like, dude, I was pissed, man. I wrote a strongly worded blog post afterwards.
Did you mail any letters?
Well, this is what I do. Every time I get mad, I write a blog post and I don't publish it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's where it
publish it to my heart.
It you goes and into my the mom should hang out.
It goes into your vault.
Does your mom write a lot of blog posts?
Angry ones that she doesn't publish.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
no,
a real.
Of course not.
No?
Why? No,
why?
We're not an internet family.
Why should we hang out? She just writes letters that she doesn't send?
Yeah, she just writes angry letters.
That's what, yeah, so many angry letters piling up in the closet. I'm angry about this now. Brett is angry about Prometheus.
No, I was trying to defend it because everyone else seems so angry, and I thought it was cute.
Like I said, my point is,
I thought it was dumb but cute. It's like a little retard baby with a nice haircut.
No, yeah.
I'm just like, come here, I'll take care of you.
And you know what?
Also not give you a job.
Yeah, it's not my kid, and I don't really want to like put it through college or anything, but...
And you know what, goddammit, Film Drunk is Damon Lindelof's favorite movie blog, so therefore, must be really good.
You saw that from like a stolen picture of his computer.
No, he posted that shit.
Well, anyway, I left the theater really liking it, and then the more you think about it, the more it's easy to tear it down. But
I definitely found a lot more holes the more I thought about it. Though I still will say I liked it, and it, if you're into sci-fi and you just like even if you just want to see a movie,
is your mic on?
Yeah, could you fucking put your
oh sorry,
oh, Jesus,
there we go. Sorry. No, I was just saying, like, the more I watched it, the more I poked holes, or the more I thought about it, the more I poked holes in it. But, like, at the end, if you want to see, like, a really awesome looking movie, go see it. See
when you fucking put the mic at the same level from your mouth?
Whoa.
You get your levels going up, they're going down.
You know what you should
do? I don't even know what to do with your levels.
You should write an angry blog post about
you
it.
You should.
Sometimes Brendan is always talking at different levels, and then it doesn't turn it on. So and he doesn't use any punctuation, just rambling.
Yeah.
Cormac
and
McCarthy.
Then I'm mad because...
Cormac McCarthy of podcasting.
Grumpy.
Well, anyway, we tore that up and down.
That's good for that one.
That being said, go see it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Anyway.
You saw the Avengers, though.
Yeah, I... got real baked and saw it with my brother, and yeah. It was just a bad fucking... My eyes hurt with the 3D. I'm fucking so
old. I hate
3D. I'm not old at all, but I'm so... It hurts my eyes. And
I don't like 3D
either. You know that's a real thing, though.
Is that common?
Well, yeah, so your eyes are working really, really... You're working harder than they normally do because they have to process two things at the same time.
Right.
So it's your eyes are not happy.
That's good. I just thought I was crying like a bitch. I had never heard anybody.
Well, that's the problem with 3D is that...
That's because Hulk was scaring you, right?
Your eyes are already... Your eyes... Like, you don't see the world in 3D. You see the world in 2D. Like, 3D is like you're adding an
artificial... That's absolutely fucking true. That is... No, it's 100% true. You're only getting any sort of depth stuff by how things adjust. If you take a picture and hold it up and nothing ever moves, you could have a cardboard cutout of that picture, right?
The that's moment your
bifocal vision gives you a little bit because there's two different images, but that's pretty narrow, right? Like you that's can tell.
Like
can
it's
tell.
Like a pop-up book. You're adding like this artificial.
Yeah. If you close close one eye and then the other one, that's about the distance you can actually register.
But it's more that your eyes get tired because they're actually seeing two slightly different things, and
it's forcing your focal point to a certain area, and you're not allowed to scan.
It's making your brain combine the two images, which it normally...
So like, it's basically combining four images instead of...
Well, it's throwing your like Vince said, it's throwing your focal point into manual and then handing the controls to someone else, right? Where they're assigning depth to it, where you're not actually picking depth from a range of options. It's like, here's where fucking 3 meters out is, and you're going to look at this, and you have to adjust at their pace. And if they're switching cuts fast, that means that you're reorienting every time the camera moves. And so something that's quick like Avatar, you could puke, right?
Well, that's why
it throws off your inner ear.
Yeah. Super that's why tough. It'll be interesting to see if it's better when they go to like the 60 frames per second or whatever it is. That's what Cameron wanted to do.
It sounded from, I mean, I don't know. Granted, it's all like, you know, Pollyanna-ish nerds watching it, but they all freaked out.
The Hobbit.
Yeah, they all freaked out where it's like, oh, this looks terrible. This is the death of cinema.
Because it was 60 frames per second.
It was 48, but yeah.
What's a Pollyanna nerd?
Like, the sky is falling.
Pollyanna, the Chicken Little.
Yeah, Pollyanna. Well,
wasn't
same,
Pollyanna
it's the same
like
thing.
A charming girl?
Yeah, she's like, she had pigtails.
She had red hair, and
she was, precocious? Is she precocious,
yeah,
would you say?
She was precocious, right? She sang songs, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Might have been Shirley Temple, I don't know.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I fucked that up.
God damn it.
No, Pollyanna. I have the opposite. A Pollyanna is a blindly optimistic person, so I got that completely wrong. You're right. I was singing a Chicken Little, all right? I fucking admit it. I was wrong. What
you're
do you want?
You're the only person
you
ever confused those
two
things.
You could expect an angry...
That's why I am who I am, dog.
YOLO.
Yeah, hashtag
what does
swag.
That fucking mean? I don't listen to music really at all. What
you only live
mean?
Once. You only live once.
I just learned only learned this a week ago.
Well, no, and that's why I love it so much is like people like will just rep it like it's some really profound
you know, view on life. Like, yo, dog, I was just thinking about it the other day, and it's like, you only live once, man.
Like, yeah, like, it's very popular. The existential buffoon.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It caters perfectly to the existential buffoon. Like, someone who's like 34 years old and just thought about the fact that you only live once.
Oh, and Zac Efron has it tattooed on the heel of his hand.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
But it doesn't cater as much to the 34-year-old as it does to the 14-year-old.
Yeah,
that seems like an But
the existential buffoon who's just discovering that is at
the existential
34 years old
buffoon can be
is
any
in,
age
is in the same headspace as a 14-year-old. Because when I was 14, you know what I really wanted? A tattoo of the Tasmanian Devil. I thought that would be so fucking sweet. You know what I mean? So
a huge one on your chest.
It's a similar.
Like 2 feet.
No, I want it on my left bicep. It's a similar.
Oh no!
It's a similar.
Oh, why didn't
headspace.
You get that?
It's a similar headspace.
Why did you get that? That would have been the worst thing I've ever seen.
The 14-year-old who
wait, hold on.
What thinks are smart is in the same headspace as the 34-year-old existential buffoon.
Was it spinning?
Yeah. Was it in a tight like a tornado?
Or was he just standing?
No,
there
more
like
an aggressive posture.
What were the words? Was there going to be a caption?
No. Just picture Taz.
Tasmanian Devil.
It's like weird because that's like a really, really old person tattoo.
Yeah.
There's like 50-year-old guys.
I think
tattoo.
I saw like a 50-year-old guy who was like a football coach, and I was like, that's awesome.
Dude,
I want that tattoo.
I think I had a football coach with a tattoo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every Mexican kid at the swap meet had a Taz t-shirt, like a white t-shirt with Taz on it. It was
in 95?
Like the huge, yeah.
Yeah, that was
did you ever
weird.
Have one of those Taz t-shirts where they were wearing the urban clothing?
Yeah, and Tweety
no, I didn't, but I remember those.
I had a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the Bart Simpson ones where he was like in ponchos and stuff?
Like, that's a t-shirt?
No, yeah. This is probably specific to growing up in Reedley, but you remember the shirts where it was like called like homies, like H-O-M, like E-E-Z, I think, and it was
I
just like
I-E, but yeah.
And it was just like everybody looked like Danny Trejo. And
they're
like,
airbrushed, right?
Yeah. No, they're not airbrushed. I think they're just like
it was,
really
it was
cartoony.
It was a line of Micro Machine type toys.
Oh, like you get in the little coin things.
In the supermarket.
Yeah.
I had a couple for a homies. Quarter, and you put it in and you get a Mexican friend?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was like t-shirts though. It was like
I had the top dog shirts.
Oh, nice.
That just had the dog the fucking Rottweilers dressed like blood.
Oh yeah.
Which was really like they just had like red slide belts and it was really inappropriate.
Where have those shirts gone?
If anybody's listening to this and they find me on Twitter or something, if you send me a top dog t-shirt 3XL. Because I know they didn't make them for adults.
They had to make a few.
There must be one. I had one, and I remember like going to school
with the lowriders in the back?
Yeah, and like thinking like, I'm not dressed good, but the guys on my shirt are fucking ill right now.
Dude, those Rottweilers with the hydraulic lifted
lowriders,
those guys are bawling.
They were just gangbanging really hard, but they were also dogs.
It's like
but they had person hands. Like they didn't have paws. How are you going to shoot the gun with the paws?
Because you can't.
I guess they were just scrapping.
It's like it's not even like a tuxedo t-shirt. It's like a t-shirt of a bunch of guys wearing tuxedo t-shirts.
Yeah. Like, what a bad idea. But as a kid, I thought it was the coolest.
Fuck yeah.
If I could have worn it backwards and not been openly mocked for it, that's what I would have done.
Backwards?
Because they was like, they had the logo on my man tit.
Uh-huh.
My boy boob.
Yeah.
And then on the back was where all... Yeah, that's where it said top dog was across the nipple.
Oh, nice.
And then on the back was where the business happened. Uh-huh. It was a mullet for
me. Yeah, what was the deal with like the late 90s? I feel like now...
This
every
wasn't
shirt...
the late 90s. This is like the early 90s.
Right, early... Throughout the 90s, like now you buy a shirt, the
from
graphics.
90s,
Pollyanna, Chicken Little, who's keeping count?
Whatever, man. There's chickens, there's some redhead chicks, I don't even know. But now you buy a shirt, almost always the print's on the front. Back in the 90s, everything was just like a word on the front, and then the magic happened on the back.
You're right. All those gecko t-shirts?
It was over the left breast.
Crazy shirts.
Yeah. A small logo and then a big logo on the back.
Yeah.
Like, on the left breast, it said Big Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say Big Johnson.
On the back,
it said liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Right, yes, exactly.
What happened to the big dog?
It just said no fear.
Oh,
and then on the back, it was like...
No fear.
Some guy
was
telling you...
Your mama.
Some fucking meth truck driver with a bad boy tattoo on it.
Yeah.
That's what that...
everyone's favorite No Fear was the chicken and the pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was everyone's favorite.
That was a pretty good one.
That's, Vince had that in every color.
That was the best.
Look, guys, I don't want to bring this whole thing down, but big dogs are extinct, all right? They were overfished.
It's true, actually.
Yeah, I blame that. Big dog store in a strip mall in Ohio.
Everyone,
right,
they wore those shit right to the edge of extinction.
Speaking of a football coach, I had this football coach who was so obese, the only thing that he wore was big dog shirts. And he would always give us big dog shirts, and he was like this old guy, and like his favorite one said like if you're not the top dog, then what are you, or something like that? Yeah. Like he would like give us these long speeches.
Was it a big dog sitting on a house or something?
No, it was a big dog in the front, and he was highlighting.
No. If you're not the lead dog, the view never changes.
Oh, yes, that was it. Yeah. And the lead dog was like highlighted, and all the rest looked the same. And they were just kind of like staggered behind him,
just staring at dogs' asses. Yeah, that's what happens when you stay in place.
No, and he would give us these speeches. It was like, so are you the big dog or what? Are you the lead dog? Because if you're not the lead dog, you're staring at some other dog's asshole all day. And that was like his profound speech.
You take that into manhood, though? I mean, are you a better man for it?
I am.
You're like, really fuck that guy.
You're not staring at dog asshole.
I haven't seen a dog's asshole in at least 17 days. Okay? So.
Look, I'm not saying that guy was wrong. Coach. I'm not saying that guy was wrong, but the Tasmanian devil guy was more right. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he was the rightest. Yeah.
I got attacked by a dog's asshole. I think it was just trying to protect its puppies. And then
what were you doing sniffing around its puppies? Yeah.
Well, my husband had his boner out,
all right?
As you do.
As you do around dogs.
Yeah.
Fresh litter.
That's right. That's exactly. Their eyes aren't even open yet.
Puppy pussy, right, Vince?
Yeah. Oh.
Puppy pussy.
My puppy's pussy's like a baby bonus pussy.
That got real dark real fast.
That's a callback, but, you know.
It's still gross.
Yeah.
So you got,
it was a callback to something gross. Oh, okay. I'll give you that. Yeah.
So you got attacked by a dog butt.
Uh huh.
Well, that's it.
Brown bite marks all over my body. This was not the thread to pick up and pull on.
Yeah. No, I thought we were going big dog.
That was it.
There was nothing there.
Oh. Was it a big dog?
No. Well, was Big Dog and Crazy Shirt, were they part of the same company?
Was it a dog with, like, dressed out gangster style with a lowrider?
All right. So there was Big Dog, there was Crazy Shirt, there was No Fear.
There was Big Johnson.
Big Johnson. Oh, that's a good one.
There was Gecko. Gecko had.
Oh, Gecko.
And Hang Ten with the foot. Who was the ones with the foot on the front?
Yeah, there's Hang Loose.
And then the guy shredding a wave on the back.
Maui and Sons.
TNC.
Oh, yeah.
Surf Factory. Okay. Maui and Sons.
Who was the ones who made those terrible pants?
Jimmy Z.
The Zubaz.
Was it Zubaz?
Yeah.
What were the terrible pants?
I saw a picture of me.
Like the sort of hammer pants, but they were prints on them.
Yeah, and they weren't really hammer pants. They were just ill-fitting. Yeah. And they would just have like a purple stripe.
AC Slater wore a lot of them.
A triangle.
Wait, is that Zubaz or is that Janko?
Or you're talking about Cross Colors.
No, Cross Colors was with the cartoon characters wearing urban apparel.
Yeah, that was very similar to Homies.
Yeah, that was very similar. It was Homies for black people.
Yeah.
Black and brown relations not so good in the 90s. Or right. Today. I didn't need to take that social commentary.
Reference the movie Colors.
Colors.
Yeah, Colors.
No, but what was Janko? That was like the raver thing.
Janko was the raver thing.
I don't mean to be racist, but it was definitely for white people.
Definitely.
Okay.
But
there
was a
period where Jankos were also like,
yeah, the
skaters wore Jankos for a little while too. And then it really, but that was a very brief period of time. And then it went over to purely a raver.
It was like the legs were so wide that you couldn't see the person's feet. And
it was like super bell. It was bad. They were bad looking pants.
They were just straight. It wasn't even bell. It was just like straight wide the whole way down.
Yeah.
I remember kids would wear that in like junior high school a lot, and I would think like that kid does ecstasy. Yeah. But not knowing what ecstasy was yet.
Yeah.
Just having heard about it from my mom and TV.
You could die.
You could die.
One of my friends cut a line of meth on his desk in French class.
In junior high school?
No, it was high school. I think it was like
elementary
freshman
school?
Year, freshman or sophomore year.
Really?
He runs a skateboarding church now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Come on. Answer me this. Is there a half pipe and does he dress up like Jesus and do tricks?
I bet he's got a lot of Jesus tattoos.
He does a performance weekly called The Thrashing of the Christ.
Dude, I was going to tell
The Thrashing of the Christ.
Jesus fucking loves three things, 360s. Watch this, guys.
He loved kickflips too.
I was gonna tell Ben I went to like the crazy Jesus wedding over the weekend.
He texted me a lot.
I was like live texting Ben from
it. I loved it. Oh,
like, this
man
would burn your Jew face off the whole time.
Well, thing. So I wouldn't. As soon as I walked in there, I'd crumble into a pile of dust.
I was scared to be
Ben,
in there.
It's salt. I don't know if you've read the Old Testament, but you turn into salt.
That's you are Lot's wife. No, that's worse.
Looked back.
Yeah.
So okay. During the all right. So first of all, like this is my girlfriend's cousin.
We were apparently the ones who were subjected to church when we were younger.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
I understand.
We all had stupid crap. All right.
I was subjected to church when I was younger.
It was miserable.
And
what? Sounds so fun.
The bride and groom.
Thrashing of the Christ.
The bride and groom.
That was
were,
my favorite part of the Bible.
It was.
And oh, then.
The part and just, the, thus Jesus hath done a sweet hand plan.
Jesus did another 720.
So
and
spake
it was
Jesus. If you're not the lead dog, the view never changes.
And then Jesus got a tattoo of the Tasmanian devil just above his bicep.
So the bride and groom were 22, and they she had just finished finals. Apparently, well, she's
gross.
She's in church married. Finals,
and
she did not cheat.
She worked as the secretary for the pastor of the mega church that they both go to.
Hiding his ratings.
Who is performing the ceremony?
Mark that one down as tutoring.
Yeah, we're going to call that not a rape, actually. Let's just go ahead and file that under not rapes.
And during the ceremony, he had one of his groomsmen play like a crazy, like some weird Christian rock song.
That's Creed.
No, it wasn't Creed. I wish it was.
I will take you higher.
The word
POD.
The words were really weird. Like the only parts of the song I remember were where the ocean meets the earth like a big sloppy kiss.
That is sexy.
Which is just like a weird metaphor.
No, they don't understand how sex works. It's very difficult.
Yeah,
for
they've
them.
Never had it.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you like the ocean.
They think it's just sloppy. They think it's sloppy naked kisses. Yeah. That's what they did that night. They just got
they picture like the kiss is Dumb and Dumber, where he's just like.
I don't know if a virgin wrote it. I mean, I guess maybe that probably would make sense.
I am gonna poop into your vagina so hard during our nuptials.
Let me put a ball in it. I'm just going to put a ball in it tonight.
I want to see how many golf balls fit in there.
So wait, I can do whatever? Yeah. I can do whatever? This is awesome. This is fucking awesome. I'm going to shotgun this beer, put the can in there. Fucking, this is awesome. This is fun.
The other line was something about how if grace was an ocean, we would be drowning.
It's a lot of ocean stuff. They love the
why
love
are
of ocean.
Drowning and stuff. They're drowning
know,
in love. They're drowning.
Drowning in grace
sucks. Yeah, like, it's the worst thing to say that you're doing all the time.
Turns out, is a bad way to die.
They're drowning. Like, we're drowning in your grace. We had to give you mouth to mouth. We had to give you rescue breathing until you vomited up some more grace all over.
They had to push their legs. They had to push their knees to their chest like in the old cartoons.
We had to hook you up with the CPAP machine from your grace. Choking on your own grace in your sleep.
What I liked, so Vince texted me, he said a couple things. One, he said there was arms around each other swaying.
No. Well, that was the part I was getting to, was while the groomsman was singing the song, the father of the groom was in the front row, and he was the only one doing this, by the way, which is, I guess, is the credit to the rest of the wedding. But he was doing that thing where you close your eyes and you hold your hand up.
I love doing that.
And you sway.
That's how you feel Jesus. You have to reach up.
No, I think you have to shade yourself from God's love.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's too bright. It's like Edward Cullen's penis. It's just like, it's fucking, I mean, you can't look
it's
right
sparkly.
At it.
So that was kind of like when my godmother died. So my godparents are from Ireland, and they got married at the Vatican. Like, they're hardcore, like, Irish Catholic.
Well, like, Catholic is different than born again. That's a whole...
No, it is different.
It's similar, but weirder.
But when she died, we went, and my sister and I, and I'm sitting there with, like, my sister and I, and my parents, like, up front, because, you know, like, I don't know, we should have been up front, because they were our godparents, but whatever. So anyway, we're standing behind this like super Catholic family. There's like eight of them, and like at one point, like during like while like the father is talking, like they all like link hands and like look skyward and like raise their hands to the sky. And all I could think about was like some crazy like Dance Revolution combo where they were like scored a million points.
Ultra bias,
exactly.
Super Jesus.
They're just like all linked hands. It was like And I was like, oh, man, my
sister. Finish him!
Yeah, my sister and I are totally going to hell. We don't even know any of the moves.
We've totally forgot.
The moves.
We don't know any of the moves. We're getting schooled at Catholic Revolution right now.
Catholicism has a whole other learning curve because, you know, I wasn't raised Catholic, but I had to go to a lot of Catholic weddings and funerals on account of being Italian. And it was just like, you go there and there's just a lot of chanting and a lot of standing up and sitting down. And like, you're just confused. You're not sure if you get to go eat the Jesus wafer.
You're not allowed
or not.
To eat the Jesus wafer.
No, I know.
You are not allowed
know,
to eat
I know.
The Jesus wafer.
Unless you've had your first Holy Communion.
I didn't. I would have burned my,
right
my tongue off.
Yeah, you are not allowed to wear shorts.
A hole right through your tongue.
Yeah. I went to a Pentecostal church with a friend when I was in a
so Pentecostals just basically insane people.
No,
also
that's where
crazy.
They talk in tongues.
Wait. Yeah,
they're way fun, though. Way yeah,
they're, fun. They're the strychnine drinking, rattlesnake charming folk.
Well, rattlesnake, I think, is a super extreme, right? Like,
yeah.
Regular Pentecostals, they just like to dance, right?
Maybe that's like the black Pentecostals. They're way more
fun. Do
white
Pentecostals not dance?
I don't think they're
loud. We're less cool than that.
Rattlesnake.
Do white anybody
dance? Yeah. Why would you go to church if you can't dance? You can't make up language. You can't dance.
Oh, they do make up language, but it's mostly just like, oh, no.
I've seen that before in church, and it's the most like, I can't get off on like telling people their religion is wrong. But you see somebody do that, and you're just like, you are making this up, man.
Yeah. Just, be serious, bro.
Yeah, come on, dude. Just saying words that aren't real. Wait, and you
so,
want us to think
David,
that
are, it's are, the, are the black churches awesome? Or is it just like...
I mean, apparently they're better than the white churches because they're dancing. I don't...
They
no
seem
one's getting
way
bit by
more
a snake,
awesome.
I'll tell you that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, there's no fucking snakes.
What the fuck is that doing here?
Yeah, what the fuck?
You know why? You know why?
A crazy cat.
You know why? Because on the first day, Ice Cube walked in there and he's like, yo, you got snakes out here this big?
That was Samuel Jackson in that movie.
No, it was Ice Cube.
No,
it was
Anaconda. Oh, in Anaconda. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about snakes.
Ah, that's right. Okay. That is a different
snakes.
Got
snakes
movie.
In this motherfucking church?
Sam Jackson doesn't go to church.
He asks Siri about gazpacho.
Yeah. Oh, he will if he gets a paycheck.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here. What do you want me to
point.
Say?
He's
something
working.
About snakes? I don't know. I yeah. Look.
I
guess I'm in the Avengers. I don't know.
I
need to reverse the proton fusion yeah, of this church.
You got too many particles in your Iron Man's.
I feel like with a lot of movies, he doesn't even know that he's acting.
No, he doesn't.
He just thinks he's a really dynamic person.
All right, Sam, we're going to put this patch on you. You're going to talk.
Bong rip on the way in. What am I saying? All right, we're doing this, and I'm out.
But when he shows up to work, he works. He, you know, he doesn't go in there and half-ass it. He was like, I will yell every line in this fucking movie if I have to.
I'll be hoarse by the
Who's
time I go home.
Who's that director who has to stop him from yelling? Like, this is the sex scene. Yeah. Calm it down.
You shut your motherfucking mouth, director.
I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
And I hope you burn in hell.
Is this your first time?
Do you think Sam Jackson is like the black Al Pacino?
I think he's not real. I think
close.
You got to just tone him down where he's like, you got a great ass. And he's just like, he's like screaming for no reason. You're like, what is this guy screaming about?
Are you asking me, could Sam Jackson have been in Scent of a Woman? Yeah.
Ooh. I think that was Heat, actually.
So can we...
He definitely could have.
Can we remake Scent of a Woman with Samuel Jackson?
Sure,
God,
it wasn't
I
Devil's
hope
Advocate?
So. It would be just as good.
No, I'm pretty sure that was Heat, wasn't it?
No,
he was a
great
cop.
Ass.
Definitely.
No, the great ass was when he was talking
to a
suspect.
I thought it was Devil's Advocate. And it was...
He was talking to a suspect in a police station when he said great ass.
Wasn't he?
Because like, she got a great ass, and you got your head all the way up.
I like that you had to like adjust your posture to say that.
He stuck like a bird buzz. He's some kind of
he's a method actor.
Some kind of like ugly egret.
He's a meth actor.
He's a bath salt actor.
That's called Stanislavski method. You guys wouldn't understand it.
I wish everyone could have just seen what Vince did.
He sort of puts his
transform.
How many finches died in the making of that?
So he transformed.
He sort of puts
did.
His hands on his hips, and then he leans back and he goes really straight up with his back.
Do you try to do that line read without adjusting your posture?
I would explode.
You'll cough. You'll ruin a bronchial.
You'll blow a bronchial right
strain
out.
Strain a tube. You don't want to do that.
Oh, man.
Whew. Huh. Well, all right. So we got David Bory.
Hey.
Follow him at The G Is Silent on Twitter.
Yeah.
All spelled out. The G is silent.
The G. And a lot of people ask me what is a jizzlent, And it's the jizzle. I've had like eight people like, what's a jizzling?
Because your last name is spelled Bory with a G. Front.
So it's all bad. Yeah. But yeah, follow me. My Twitter's funny. I got a lot of diabetes.
Oh, yeah. You got another, you got a podcast. What is it? The Blackstronauts?
Yeah, Blackstronauts.
I got a lot of diabetes tweets. That's how you sell a Twitter
feed. I don't even have it, but diabetes support just followed me. Because I've joked about diabetes so many times.
Do you ever delve into calling it diabetes?
I delve into the fact that I just realized you can't spell diabetes without B-E-T. And that feels like it could be a conspiracy on some level, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
not to the top, but in the middle.
No,
but
those people killed Patrice O'Neill.
There's people who know that, right? Yeah. They killed Patrice. They got him.
They got him.
Motherfuckers.
Got him.
We have to call it the diabetes.
The diabetes awards.
Everyone ends up in a coma.
It's gonna be
someone tells a joke, they pan to the audience, everyone's asleep.
It's gonna be me and the guy who played Carl Winslow.
For outstanding achievement in sugary drinks,
Mountain Dew.
Sunny Delight.
No, the nominees are Sunny Delight, OJ, and Purple Stuff.
It's not Purple Drink?
No, it's Purple Stuff. Purple Stuff, OJ,
no, and
Sunny D.
It was Purple Stuff.
You know, it's funny that you should say Purple Drink because my t-shirt literally says Purple Drink on it.
Really?
Where?
I swear to Christ. You really want to see
He's
this?
Taking his shirt off. It's I'll for you it. Again.
It was going to happen. It was going to happen.
Anytime you and Vince get together, your shirts come off.
That's right. How we party. That's how we party.
That's right. The Sunny D ad. I got some.
Oh, the undershirt.
Purple Drink.
All right. Nice. Enjoy Purple Drink.
Yeah. I got Sunny D, I got OJ, and I got some purple stuff.
Yeah.
Why is the purple just stuff?
It's purple because I don't want that.
I don't know what that is. It's leftover cough syrup, and those kids could have had a real party.
Yeah. They're getting chopped and screwed up in there.
I don't like to advocate drugs, but I mean, if you can get a hold of some cough syrup, you should
Good
drink
story.
It.
One of our friends...
live read.
One of our friends who likes to do a lot of drugs was a female friend of ours took him to her like work barbecue, and this was when he was in his cough syrup drinking phase. And she's like,
I mean, who hasn't gone through that?
She's like, hey, do you want me to get you a beer? And this is in front of her boss, and he's like, no, I brought my own stuff. And he pulls out a bottle of like cough syrup.
Oh, that's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to be unlucky.
No. But here's the thing. You're not telling the story right. He didn't pull out a bottle of codeine cough syrup, which is what people normally refer to as cough syrup. He pulled out a fucking bottle of Robitussin and chugged it.
Well, that's different. That's Robitussin.
He wasn't doing codeine. He pulled out a bottle of Robitussin.
Robitripping.
It was in a Raider game, too, so he fit right in.
If it was a radar game, he wasn't the only bottle.
No, he's not the only one.
Everybody's drinking Robo.
There's a lot of Robo trippers out there.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the Gia Silent. Tomorrow night, if you're in San Francisco, I got a show. It's like about Twitter trending topics. We're just going to like make up jokes about Twitter.
Gross. You're going to riff?
Sort of. No, we get to write it beforehand. All right. It's at SIP in North Beach. That's at 8 o'clock, I think, 10 o'clock, something like that.
Does SIP even have a stage?
I'm pretty sure that show's on Tuesday.
No, it's tomorrow, I promise. It used to be on Tuesdays. They done switched it. And
fucking me up.
All right, and we got adamandeve.com. Use the promo code FROT. Brennan, what would happen? What do you think you would get? What would be going on?
Whatever it would be, I mean, it would have to go straight in my ass. just to kind of get a feel, just kind of taste it.
Okay.
Kind of taste it with my ass, you know?
All right, look, here's the deal. You know, if you don't want dildos or butt plugs or whatever, they got stuff. They got like condoms and
lube. Yeah, like
and
a
stuff.
DVD, just straight DVD. My ass. Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. Any of the things you can buy, you can put in Brendan's ass. But you know what? Even if you don't
Enter
need some stuff.
Promo code Brendan's ass.
Even if you don't need some stuff, go buy it. You listen to the Frogcast, you want to support us, they're our sponsor. They're giving us some money. So hey, go buy some stuff at adamandeve.com. 50% off, 3 free adult DVDs.
Get yourself some pornography.
Use the promo code FROT and go fuck yourselves, you know? It'll be good for all of us.
All right.
We got Father's Day coming up. Dads and grads.
Stick a DVD up your dad's ass. He'll love it.
Dads and grads. Don't forget about the grads either.
Do not forget about dads and grads this Father's Day season.
Nothing better than a graduation gift.
Dude, what does dad like more than porno?
What does a grad like more than a fleshlight?
Exactly.
Nothing.
You can get anything at
Adamandeve.com. They're entering a very hard market. And a very soft plastic vagina.
Using the promo code FROT.
Tell your dad to cram the fleshlight in his ass.
Whoa.
Isn't that what it's for?
Whoa. Dude, what? All right. You've blown my mind with the possibilities. What if a guy had a fleshlight crammed up his ass?
And then someone else fucked it.
And someone else, would that be gay? Would that be considered gay?
That'd be the future.
That's the loophole. That's robo-fucked.
That's, welcome to 2012.
That's what happens when you get robo-fucked right there.
That is the future.
Have you seen the fleshlight ad? It's just like a guy kind of fucking a girl, but she's also fucking him with the fleshlight.
Yeah, I never understand that how that works.
Yeah, it's like, how about you put that in your mouth and me not put this in a robot thing?
Hey, buddy, my pussy's tired. Check this out.
Yeah, she's just like making out with him, but also giving him a fleshlight.
Yeah.
I reviewed a fresh fleshlight.
Was once. It worth it? I heard it's real ball-draining O's. That was the term I was told.
Ball draining O's?
Ball draining O's.
Orgasms.
Orgasms.
Oh,
ball draining O's.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan. I don't know. I like to be able to control the speed of my jerk and the intensity.
Oh, it's like when they have the launchers, right? Where they extend your grip. Is it too much and too fast?
Yeah, it's like you're holding a big dumbbell.
Your radius is all fucked up.
Can you spin it?
You could. Yeah, you could.
Do you 360?
But you can't spin it as well as you can spin your own hand.
I can only spin my hand so much.
But if I got the
but how much could you spin a fleshlight?
If I worked it like a soda cap.
It's like you're making a pot. You're pitching clay.
Here's the thing. You may not get a lot of twist when you use your hand, but you can go in and out while twisting. You try to do like a 360 or more while.
But I feel like I could do something like this.
What if I hooked it up?
Nobody can see this. This is good.
What if I hooked it up to a blender? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. You get yourself a lathe?
No. You get one of those hand blenders you use to make the protein shakes.
You don't want a blender up in there.
Stick that on your dick.
That's a good point. Or you get yourself a hand blender or a lathe and you can fuck that thing.
Or a table saw or something.
We should have sex with girls sometimes, too.
Whatever, bro.
Whatever. Hey, can a girl twist?
We got blenders.
Just find yourself a good planer and fuck.
Fuck you, Grandpa. Let's go get robo fuck.
Excuse me. Could you sit on a pottery wheel?
I like that pottery. I get hard in the kiln. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
gross.
I saw a ghost.
Yeah, you did. What's up. All right, Brennan, you want to take us on out of here?
Yeah, all right. Email, frotcast@gmail.com. Vince, what's the Google voice number?
415-275-0030. Oh, I forgot to play the voicemail.
It's okay. Thanks for listening, and until next week, good night and good chins.